Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's go to heading off our weekly chance to talk travel. We were in Tokyo last week, so we're a little closer to home this week, and many people are back on the bike in eastern Auckland with the launch of the Taniwha Cycleway. It is the latest in a series of cycleways linking the suburbs of Auckland, and Glen Innes local Tyson Hobson has a front row seat as the GI Bike Hub Coordinator. And Tyson joins me now. Hi.
Kia ora, how are we today?
Oh, real good, thanks. Really good. Tell me about the cycleway. Apparently you're right on it, are you?
Yeah, so we own a, well, we look after a community bike hub which refurnishes donated bikes, and our job is to prevent them from going to landfill. So the EcoMatters Environmental Trust, we're under that umbrella as EcoMatters Bike Hubs, and we are right on that cycleway itself. So we get to sort of have the first hand to play on it.
What is your sort of daily life like? I haven't heard of a bike hub before, so you're basically getting old bikes in and turning them into rideable bikes, are you?
Exactly. That's actually how we work. So my job is just to do exactly what you've said and get them out to people who want to jump on the bike again, pretty much.
How cool. And tell me about the cycleway. Is it pretty new?
Yeah, it's been there for a good year now. I sort of grew up in the area, so I guess I could say I've been there since day one. The road's really smooth, especially for bikes. It has changed people's lives. Now people are, you know, they can commute to work safely with a cycleway that's been put into their own neighbourhood. So it's a life changer.
Can you describe it for us?
Okay, so it's about 2 kilometres long maximum. It's got 2 cycleways on each side of the road. The road is really smooth. It runs, it's actually the connection from East Auckland all the way into the city. So if you were to commute from Glen Innes, which where we are from now, you can get to the city on about 95% cycleway. And that was the last connection on Taniwha Street. Now it's complete. So now people can ditch the car at home and jump on the bike.
It runs right along Taniwha Street, which is not a street I'm familiar with, but has it been done in stages, this one? As you say, it's about 2 kilometres long, but it looks on the map as though it's sort of broken up into different stages.
It was constructed in stages, but it is, I guess you can say from the top of it, it starts on the curb, on a sort of verge. Then when you get about halfway down, it jumps onto the road. So where our GI bike hub is, that's where it's mainly on the road. You get the best of both worlds, I guess, the grass and the road.
Have you noticed many people using it?
Plenty. I mean, we're there for about 4 days a week, and the amount of time that we are there, there's more people than you can count on your fingers and toes, that's for sure. Like I said, it's changing people's lives. It's making people want to get onto the bike and use this.
What would be a typical sort of user? Is it someone who is biking to work, or is it someone who just wants to go out for a kind of leisurely bike ride in the daytime?
Bit of both, really. You've got the usual commuters who can now use something that, instead of jumping on the path or the road, they've got something in between where they can feel a bit more safer. But also a lot of families are getting out now because it's a safe cycleway to use. So families are getting their kids on their bikes because they know that they can trust to use a cycleway and get from A to B with ease.
Where is Auckland at when you look around? Do you think we're making progress?
I think so. I've been in this industry for a few years now, and I see change. And the reason why I say that, because we had 2 cars, and we've condensed down to 1 car because my main form of transport now is the bike. Why? Because it's so easy to get around because there's so many cycleways popping up. So it's changed my life. It's going to change a lot more lives, that's for sure.
How far would it be to bike in from where you are, I don't know, Glen Innes, to get into the city?
I'm a local to Glen Innes, but I actually stay in Pakuranga Heights, which is about 2 suburbs away, which is about an 8K ride from there to Glen Innes. So from where I stay to the city, it's about a 15-kilometre ride, and it takes me about 50 minutes to 1 hour. So So it's not too long. And I'll tell you what, if we were to have a race, if you jumped in that car, I'd beat you into the city, that's for sure.
Yeah. What sort of proportion of the bikes you're seeing are e-bikes? Is it a bit of a split between e-bikes and standard bikes?
Oh, a bit of both, really. The e-bike revolution has taken off. For those who are less inclined to jump on a manual bike, are choosing the e-bike, especially when you can have certain bikes that have cargo on the front. You can take your kids to school instead of being stuck in traffic. I think it's a mix. You've got the usual commuters, and the e-bike revolution is also quite strong around here.
Cool. And just one more time, what sort of difference does it make to have a cycleway like this for cyclists?
Well, before they weren't using anything but the road and or the path. And to be honest with you, you know, people don't want you on the path, people don't want you on the road. So having the cycleway gives them their own sort of platform to get to where they need to go.
Nice one. Enjoy it, Tyson. Thanks so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you, Jesse.
That's Tyson Hobson from Taniwha Cycleway in Auckland.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.